AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Underway now, day two of a White House summit on terrorism and extremism. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the terrorist threat is more complex now. There are more al-Qaeda affiliates and even groups al-Qaeda has denounced, like the Islamic State Group. And they have new weapons, he says.
We see very effective and slick use of the internet by terrorist organizations. Very effective, slick use of social media.
A few minutes ago, Minnesota Senator Al Franken talked about young people who are attracted to these violent groups.
We know that this is about young people who, in one way or another, become alienated, in one way or another, lose their way.
President Obama speaks to the summit this afternoon and is expected to say that alienated young people who feel there is injustice wherever they are may be attracted to extremist groups, feeling their lives won't improve at home. This would have been the day that some immigrants here illegally could have applied for a program under which they might be spared deportation. But the president's order has been put on hold by a federal judge in Texas. White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says he's convinced both the law and history are on his side. And most Americans agree it's wrong to deport law-abiding mothers and their children who've grown up citizens in all but the paperwork.
We've got 11 million people here who we're not all going to deport.
Still, the administration will respect the ruling while it appeals and won't accept applications, as it had planned to start doing for some immigrants today.
For the South, the storm that dumped a foot of snow in some places was only the beginning. Low temperatures are gripping the region today, freezing and refreezing the snow and ice and making the roads hazardous. The Dow opened lower this morning. It's down 37 points. This is AP Radio News. The White House says more than 11 million people apparently signed up for health care under the president's law this year. Our Carlotta Bradley's in Washington with this story.
The estimate of 11 million comes with a couple of asterisks. The final number could grow because the administration is offering a grace period for people who started applications but couldn't finish them before last Sunday's official deadline. They have until February 22nd. Also, Democratic lawmakers are pushing for uninsured people facing tax penalties to be given a second chance to sign up. The final number could shrink if people who've enrolled don't follow through and pay their premiums or they find insurance elsewhere. Last year, 8 million people signed up initially, but by fall, 6.7 million were left. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Home builders are building fewer single-family homes. Housing starts are down 2% for the month of January, but single-family homes are down a sharp 6.7%, according to the Commerce Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.